1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Trump administration intends to federalize 300 Illinois National Guard members after he was offered an ultimatum on troop deployment. WBBM's John Welty.
In a statement, the governor said there's no need for military troops, adding that state, county, and local law enforcement have been working together to ensure public safety around the Broadview ICE facility and protect people's ability to peacefully exercise their constitutional rights.
That comes as the Department of Homeland Security says a woman was shot in Chicago after federal agents' cars were boxed in. Labor groups held a rally in March in Los Angeles to protest ongoing federal immigration enforcement actions and the impact of the government shutdown on working families. David Huerta is with the union and says his fight for what he says is right has been nearly 30 years long.
My fight is 29 years long. My fight will be for many more years. But right now, more than ever, it has crystallized the moment of the fight that we have.
A stabbing in Indianapolis involving someone well-known in the sports world. CBS's Jared Ochacher.
Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez was hospitalized in Indianapolis early this morning. He got into an altercation, according to police, with someone who he knew. He was stabbed and then transported to the hospital. He's in stable condition, according to his agent and Fox Sports Network.
And Justin, police say Sanchez is now under arrest, charged with battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. Talks happen soon between Israel and Hamas on a new U.S. plan to end that war, and that means hostages could be coming home soon. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
In a video statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said negotiations will begin on Monday in Cairo to nail down what he called the technical details of the hostage release. He said Israel's intention and the intention of the U.S. is to bind the negotiations in a matter of days. He said President Trump has said he won't tolerate any delaying tactics by Hamas.
A stalemate in the Senate yesterday means the government shutdown will stretch into next week. The blame game still goes on, as CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson canceled plans for the chamber to return to Washington next week, a move that effectively puts pressure on the Senate to act.
House will come back into session and do its work as soon as Chuck Schumer allows us to reopen the government. That's plain and simple.
Rite Aid no more. The pharmacy chain has closed all its locations. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in May, the second such filing in nearly 2 years. Rite Aid was founded in 1962. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night. Just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and warm tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Chance of rain tomorrow night into Monday. Much cooler next week. Highs in the 60s, although that's average for this time of year. It's 82 right now.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home. For
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Mutinoff coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same to do both, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show today, it is our final, last day of the multi-state text to win green and gold.
A lot of people were like, wait, last one of what now?
I know.
What?
Right? Well, they're hanging on your seat. Yes, it is the final day for our Go for the Green and Gold text to win multi-state contest. So we're going to give you the word, the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app only in just a second. So stay tuned for that. But again, today is the last day for our contest. It's been great. Mm-hmm. Up for grabs today. $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. The grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So we have the keyword coming up in just a second. Stick around for that. Get your phone ready. Open up the Civic Media app. Mm. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app.
It's pretty easy to do, folks.
It is absolutely free.
See what she did there?
We do have Lisa Schiller coming up from the Better Business Bureau after the 9:30 news. This pops up every once in a while when I'm surfing or playing games on my tablet.
Yeah.
Play our game. We'll pay you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really good deal.
Almost too good.
It does. So yeah. We're going to talk to Lisa Schiller about these offers about play our game online and we'll pay you billions and billions of dollars. Is that actually true? Lisa Schiller will be here to talk about that and other scams.
Yep. We're coming up on the holidays, folks. Holidays are almost here.
Yep. And there are lots of holiday related scams. So Lisa Schiller is going to be joining us in just a little bit after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, because it is Friday, Dan Schaefer will be here to recombobulate. He's also Civic Media's political editor. Another name.
Seriously being considered.
Now on the edges of potentially entering the Wisconsin governor's race.
They were thinking about it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're seriously considering. We'll tell you who it is, but you got to tune in when Dan gets here.
Yep. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Sock It To Me edition. Stay tuned for that. It's another good one. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It's your phone.
Oh, boy.
Open it up.
Okay.
Open the Civic Media app.
All right.
Text in the word luck. L-U-C-K, behave yourself, luck, is the word, L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck, and you are in the running for that $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's the daily prize. And then you're also in for the grand prize drawing to club-level indoor seats when Green Bay hosts Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck, L-U-C-K. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in via the Civic Media app only. And then your next chance, you still have chances yet for the rest of today.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a shot with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, in the 3 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, 5 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabe. It's the last one during Nightlight tonight at 7 o'clock. So make sure you listen. Make sure you text in. The key word for this hour is luck, L-U-C-K, and good luck. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. It's a good time.
It is a good time. Yeah. We'd love to see where you're listening. We have Joyce in Post Lake.
Oh.
We have to look that up now. This is how we learn all the places in Wisconsin.
We start with just pure incredulous, like, that's not a place.
There's place like that.
And then we're like, oh, it's a village in Wisconsin that's just north of Madison. Okay, great.
Good to know. Luck is the word, L-U-C-K. Ooh.
Post Lake is an unincorporated community in Wisconsin, and it is located below Upper Post Lake.
Of course.
I'm not kidding you. That's what
I'm sure.
Let's see here. Let's look for the biggest. It's just outside of Minocqua. Well, not just outside of Minocqua, I should say.
It's Minocqua adjacent.
It's actually next to Tomahawk and Merrill. So,
all right.
So we're talking northeastern-ish Wisconsin.
Love it. Ryan from Mosinee and Tim from Waukesha and Anne Marie in Brookfield and Jill in Madison. Keep those entries coming in. Text in the word on the app, luck, L-U-C-K. Before we jump into day two of the shutdown, lots to talk about there. Greg's wearing his very nice Brewers hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Brewers will be facing the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in the 2025 NLDS postseason bracket. Not who you wanted to see, Greg Bach.
I wanted, like, if I had to see Craig Counsell make it, I wanted to see, like, at least the Brewers, like, flame out and be like, all right, at least I can clap for Craig Counsell, whatever. But I don't, my whole head hurts right now. My body doesn't feel good. I can't feel, like, real pure joy at this moment. Everything hinges on the next few days. And I really, really want the Cubs to lose. No, I take that back. I really want Cubs fans to lose.
I think that's the more accurate.
Yeah. That's more how I feel.
So we do have coverage tomorrow on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Our coverage will start at 12:35 tomorrow. And you can listen to the game, but again, it's got to be on terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. We can't stream it because of various legalities. So you can listen to the game tomorrow on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Brewers hosting the Cubbies tomorrow at 12:35. It's going to be okay.
Will it?
Well, it's going to. We have games to play.
I'll text you my thoughts at 4 o'clock in the morning if this doesn't go the way you think it goes. So
feel free to text in and try and comfort Greg at 855-752-4842. You're not alone. I'm sure a lot of Brewers fans are feeling the same way as you. Yeah. It's just kind of hopeful with a side of dread.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll see what happens again. Brewers,
more dread than hopeful at this point, yeah.
Brewers hosting the Cubbies tomorrow at AmFam Field with our coverage starting at 12:35. So we are in day two of the shutdown. It's been interesting seeing some of the different comments from various people involved on the Republican side about the shutdown.
And figuring out, how did they get a job?
Yeah, one wonders sometimes. Yeah, well, it's about loyalty. It's not about qualifications. We have a clip from Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Mike Johnson, talking about the government shutdown and Russell Vogt, who is the head of the Office of Management and Budget. Russell Vogt, of course, the author of Project 2025.
It exists.
And it's being implemented. And about A third of it has already been implemented.
I've heard reports of 70%.
Yeah. It's pretty well in the works already.
Yeah.
But let's play this clip, Calvin, from Mike Johnson talking about Russ Vogt and how he feels about firing people.
It is up to the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, to determine how those resources will be spent. He has that responsibility given to him by the Democrats in the Senate. They can't complain about it, and he doesn't want to do it. But in this scenario, what they have to do is make very difficult decisions. Most of the responsibility falls to Russ Vogt. He is the director of the Office of Management and Budget,
yes.
As you know. Whomever is seated in the chair at OMB during a shutdown has to do the same thing. Russ does this reluctantly.
Yeah. Makes him feel bad.
That's weird, Jane, because I was watching, I know it sounds weird, but I was watching Fox News the other night, and Mike Lee was on there talking about...
Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, has wonderful things to say about everybody in the world. I clipped a little bit, just a little bit, of his idea on how Russ Vogt feels about the possible firings that will come from this government shutdown. Calvin, you can play that clip.
Because Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty.
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah. Sorry, Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, whatever you want to call yourself, liar, third liar in charge. I don't believe that he doesn't enjoy this when he authored a book that was about gutting the U.S. government and instituting a way of being that hooks to his values, which he's a Christian nationalist.
Yes, he is.
He is a Christian nationalist.
Yes.
And taking apart our government little by little, instilling all the power into the president, as they've been trying to do for a long... This is not, by the way, this is not... This is executive... I can't remember the... A theory about executive power, funneling all the power to the executive branch. This was taken on by Bill Barr, who now speaks ill of Donald Trump. So, I do not believe for a moment that the author of Project 2025 has a personal moral quandary about instituting firings, about layoffs, and about and slashing departments down to the bone when he wrote that book. I believe Mike Lee.
Yeah, I do too. Also because there's a quote from Russ Vogt.
Ah.
Before Donald Trump was reelected, when we were talking repeatedly about Project 2025, and we had people calling us and saying, it doesn't exist. I haven't heard about it. None of my friends have heard about it.
Not a big deal.
It's not a thing. This is a quote from Russ Vogt. Quote, "We want the bureaucrats to be traumatically affected. When they wake up in the morning, we want them to not want to go to work because they are increasingly viewed as the villains. We want their funding to be shut down so that the EPA can't do all of the rules against our energy industry. We want to put them in trauma." Unquote.
What a Christian sounding thing to say about other human beings. Also, you know that some of those bureaucrats are Republicans, right? They have jobs in those offices, too. Are you going to find them work? Will there be enough work to spread around to even the loyal? Because that's the other thing, too. Is just because you're a loyalist doesn't mean you get rewarded.
Look at Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, God. Do I have to? I mean,
look at the fallout from... Look at Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
They use you up for what they need, and then they spit you out.
Yep.
And these guys are going broke over this movement.
Brett from Brown Deer texting and listening on WAUK. He says the actual percentage of Project 2025 already made into law in Trump's first 6 months is 47%.
Okay.
Brett, I haven't seen that before, but I appreciate you texting that in. And Sue also asked on the text line about the Brewers game. Our coverage starts tomorrow at 12:35. The game itself starts at 1:05.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to clarify. Yep. So again, our coverage will start tomorrow at 12:35. Little pregame action.
This is bad.
It is bad. Yes, it's very bad.
And there are people online who actively root for it, who will be so affected by it.
Russ Vogt, that nice. He just wants to inflict a little trauma.
And they don't care about you.
Isn't that nice? We have a little more coming up, and we're going to hear from Kevin Hassett on ACA premiums going up. He has some insight for you. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code ROAM and get $50 in bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code ROAM on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our final day of our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway, so get your phone, open up the Civic Media app, text in the word luck. L-U-C-K. Text in the word luck. You have until 10 o'clock via the Civic Media app only.
Yes.
And that gets you in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash, baby. We could all use that. Gold jewelry. And then the grand prize. Everyone is in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay against Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word luck until 10 o'clock, L-U-C-K, and then Tom Hartman will have a new keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We were talking before the break about the shutdown, government shutdown. A lot of people concerned about their, if you're on the ACA, if you're on the Affordable Care Act, also Obamacare, it is the same thing. There's a lot of concern about people's premiums skyrocketing.
Yes, at the end of December, premium tax credits that cover a portion of people's payments on the ACA are going to go away. And the conservative estimate is between 50 to 75% will the premium will go up.
Yes. Kevin Hassett who is part of the Trump administration, appeared on some podcast. I couldn't exactly identify where he where this was.
It was on Meta. It was presented by Meta with two individuals interviewing this guy. It didn't have a logo or anything.
Here is his explanation on the premiums going up for the Affordable Care Act. Kevin, play that clip, please, from Kevin Hassett.
There will undoubtedly be some economic impact if the healthcare premiums skyrocket, right? I mean, if we don't see any kind of extension of this, how do you view the economic impact of it? You know, if they just go by the wayside?
We'll just have to wait and see what happens at the negotiation. We'll have to see where people end up.
I mean, it's 75% increase or more. I mean, you're talking about a big increase in premium.
But don't forget, the 75% is off of a really low number. Mm. And so when you're looking at the dollar changes, then, a partisan would cite the percentages, because if you go from a small number to a slightly bigger number, then the percent change is huge.
Smiley Kevin Hassett, if you're a partisan... You look at the percentage of the increase instead of looking at how little they're paying. So therefore, that 75% increase isn't an increase, or it's just not going
to
be that.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter enough for you to care at all. But the thing is that because I have to suss out what he's saying, because he is speaking in his stupid speak. I'm sorry. I'm tired of respecting these people. He says something. So there's the platinum plan, and he makes the claim in another part of that clip that people pay zero amount. I couldn't find anything that said that. All I could find was that people on the platinum plan pay 10% of the premium, with the
subsidy.
The subsidy covering 90% of those people on the ACA. 1% of individuals are on the platinum plan. You don't pay zero, you pay something, and something times 75% is more than that something. And I believe you looked it up. The average cost to a person on the ACA was $477.
I believe so. There's a lot of room there. If you're on the ACA, by the way, we would love to hear from you and what you are paying in premiums. 855-752-4842. And don't forget, a lot of small businesses use the ACA.
Yeah. Yeah. And I worked for a company that used the ACA to get their health insurance. And we had to consistently move. We had to move from providers because doctors could throw us off their plan, because individual doctors who don't work directly for a hospital can do whatever they want. A hospital can take the ACA. This was my understanding back in 2015. If a doctor is private practice, they can choose not to take anyone on the ACA.
Sure.
If they work for a hospital and the hospital takes ACA, there's nothing. They take it. We were going through systems where doctors were just throwing us off so much that we couldn't get coverage. We had to keep going. And also, just that 477 that I saw you looking up, with that 75% increase, 477 a month will go to 852. So I know that Kevin is rich.
Yeah, I was trying to find out his net worth, and I've seen everything from $400 to $500 million.
So, yeah, 75% increase for him on his health insurance. Well, he has government health insurance because he works for the government.
Right.
So it's great. It's wonderful. But it's going to be an increase. It's going to be a lot. Nobody pays zero that I could find. If someone pays zero right now, call us and let us know. But he is some of the most heartless discussion points I've heard. Well, we'll see what happens.
It's not so bad. If you do a 75% increase on a low number, it's just low.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just low.
It's low to me, no matter what.
Exactly.
I can afford it because
I'm worth half a million dollars.
To heck with these people. I don't have to care about these people, and I don't care about them, even if they voted for us.
And please don't fall for the lie, because that's what it is. Yeah. It is a lie to say that Democrats want coverage for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That isn't accurate.
It's one of the chief criticisms of the clip we put up on Instagram this week with Dr. Lyerly saying it plain, that undocumented folks cannot get health insurance. Everyone's like, do your research. We did.
Yeah, we did.
And a doctor told us too. So I guess, sorry, we win.
When we return from the news, we're going to talk about video games. They say they will pay you to play.
Ooh.
Is that actually true? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will join us. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. Illinois' governor says the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. Some locals say they don't want them, and it comes as protests nationwide have gone on over troops and ICE raids. This woman at one in Los Angeles.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Look at shooting, and he scores. The Badgers get a shorthander and take the lead. Stick handling shot, he scores. Wow, what a shot. Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
We understand how special this place is.
We are America's college hockey capital. Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Fans from the Centene Community Center in Maryland Heights, Missouri. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers tried to start their season 2-0 as they face the Lindenwood University Lions. Along with our producer, Zach Factor, at our Learfield studios down the road in Jefferson City, Missouri, Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Mike Hastings era, his third season as head coach, started last night. Here with a 3-0 win over the Lindenwood Lions, the Badgers scored a goal in each period last night. Christian Fitzgerald on a power play in the first, freshman Grady Deering in the second period, sophomore Ryan Botterill an empty netter in the end. But really the story of the game from the Wisconsin perspective was the play of goaltender Daniel Hauser.
Yeah, we talked last night. The biggest question entering this season was the goaltending. Badgers have depth up front. The D is pretty solid. And two brand new guys and one who played one game last year. And Daniel Hauser showed what he's going to bring to the Badgers this year. He was unbelievably calm throughout the game. You can see his demeanor, even off the ice, is very similar to that. And he showed it last night. He has really quick legs moving around. We saw a kick save he made and just moving back and forth laterally. He's a little bit smaller, but he obviously makes up for it with his quickness. And got a little help from a crossbar or two on the penalty kill, but he's in position when that happens. So he was an excellent confidence builder for the Badgers on their back end for sure.
Hauser, the winningest goaltender in the history of the Western Hockey League, major junior hockey, made six saves in the first period, seven in the second, then nine in the third. Only 22 saves for that shutout last night for Daniel Hauser, which tells you that the D-Corp and the forwards, for that matter, played their roles defensively.
Yeah, for sure they did. And we didn't even touch on it. You look just straight at the numbers. He had a shutout his first ever Badger game. That's not been done that much, and the Badgers kind of made a habit of that lately. With four of the last 8 years, the Badgers did that, as Todd Molesky pointed out in his recap last night of the game. And it's happened a few times of late, but, yeah, starting out a career with a shutout is a heck of a way to start it up.
Yeah, only the sixth goaltender in school history to earn a shutout in his UW debut, joining William Grama, Jack Berry, Baron Brookler, Jim Carey, and the late Wayne Thomas. Yeah, for the last 8 years, Wisconsin started the season with a shutout victory.
And also last night, something we haven't seen very often, the Badgers started the game on a power play because of a protocol penalty against Lindenwood. They got off the ice late after pregame last night, and the last time that happened was the 22-23 season against Ohio State. Badgers didn't score on that opening power play last night, but they did on their second, took a 1-0 lead. That was an issue a year ago, was getting the first lead of the game. To get the first lead, the way Mike Hastings, Todd Canott, Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch teach defense, getting the lead at any point in the game, that's usually a good sign for the squad.
And the special teams is key to when that happens. And the Badgers got an early power play goal in the first half of the first period, and they killed 6 penalties last night. You start out with good goaltending and a formula with good special teams, you win that battle. That's a perfect formula for success. And I will point out the protocol penalty. There's a lot of guys starting out in the Western Hockey League here in NCAA hockey this year, and for at least from the discussions after the game, that's maybe not a thing in the Western Hockey League. I know the equipment manager, Nate LaPointe, was very aware of that and yelling at the Badgers to make sure that they got off. And he even gave Lindenwood, equipment manager, a little bit of advice going forward, which is make sure you yell at your guys to get them off the ice. They probably learned their lesson last night, but you could also be the guy to make sure your team gets off and doesn't start the game shorthanded. Kind of a little interesting tidbit there.
Yeah, Lindenwood doesn't have any players from major junior hockey, but they do have players from Canadian universities. Those players are now eligible to play NCAA competition, much like major juniors. They have a handful of guys that played in what they call U Sports in Canada, and maybe they were the ones with the transgression. Nevertheless, besides the fact that Daniel Hauser won his debut in shutout fashion, a few other freshmen stood out last night, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, Grady Deering, for one, was fourth line center on the line chart last night anyway, and he made a great impact. Came out, I think it was his first shift, he made a great read, stole a puck up the ice, and he made a kind of a highlight reel goal. Definitely the best goal of the year so far for Wisconsin. Up the ice on the rush down the left wing. It was kind of a 3-on-4 rush. Deering just powered around one of the D on Lindenwood, went straight to the net, stick handled around the goaltender, and put it home on the far side. That was extremely impressive play. And Oliver Tolk, Western Canada freshman, 2 assists last night. You know, all the hype, but there's another one in college hockey, and he matched him last night with 2 assists in the game. And it was a good performance for number 55.
Yeah, Paul, with tongue-in-cheek, talking about Gavin McKenna, the projected number 1 overall pick in the NHL draft next year, made his Penn State debut last night, and those 2 helpers in the Nittany Lions 6-3 win over Arizona State. As far as Deering is concerned, the 6'2", 205-pound freshman from Des Moines, not only did he score last night, he was +2, plus-minus-wise. He also had 5 shots on goal to lead the squad, and because of his performance, Mike Hastings has moved Deering up on the line chart. He will center Jack Horbach on the right and Blake Montgomery on the left. It was so discombobulated last night. There were a lot of shuffling going on with forward lines and D pairs, for that matter. But the lineup virtually the same. Only one change for the Badgers tonight. Finn Brink, the freshman from Maple Grove, Minnesota, former Madison Capitals captain, he'll make his UW debut tonight. Bruno Ejon is a healthy scratch. It's Wisconsin and Lindenwood, game 2 of the 2025-26 season. And we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. From the Rail Transport broadcast table, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger Hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're at the Centene Community Center near St. Louis as Wisconsin takes on Lindenwood again tonight after a 3-0 victory over the Lions last night to get the season started. Joined by head coach Mike Hastings, always nice to win and you get your season opening victory. I guess your first impressions of what you saw of your new group this year.
Yeah, youthful. And I like the youth playing the way that they did with, you know, Hauser going out and just going out and pitching a shutout. You know, and I think back to our initial year and goaltender that we had that gave us an opportunity to get off to a good start. That happened last night. We need that to continue. And then we had, you know, Oliver Tulk, who's a freshman, has two assists. Grady Deering goes out and I think from start to finish was good in both ends of the rink. Takes it to a far post to give us a 2-goal cushion. You know, we had some of those guys play not like freshmen, which we're going to need to as we knew coming into this year. And then hopefully now we can get some of the other guys, the usual suspects, playing up to their capabilities. And if that happens, I think we'll be a tough out.
There wasn't a lot of flow to the game. In fact, the game started with Wisconsin on a power play because of a protocol penalty against Lindenwood. But there were 14 penalties. You're on the penalty kill 6 different times. I will say your penalty kill was pretty good last night.
It was. We don't want to test that out. Yeah. That was enough. Yeah. Our discipline has to be better than it was last night. And, you know, I think us being a little bit more aggressive and be connected tonight, aggressive with the puck, not just talking about going and being physical when we don't have it, but being connected in the offensive zone, getting a little bit more in-zone offense created by possessing it, and playing with a little bit more confidence.
You were saying to me prior to the interview that you were being spread out last night. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, when we broke a puck out or we came back and transitioned through the neutral zone, if we put it on a wall, we didn't have any real short support. Our center had gotten away from the puck. If we had some opportunities coming out of our zone where we'd gone D to D and got a puck to a wall, a lot of times we'll lead dog that and try and push and get somebody behind their defenseman and then have a second layer underneath. I just thought after the initial pass, we didn't have that 10-foot option. And so for us, when we're connected, and that's what I mean by connected, when we're giving the guy with the puck an opportunity to have one or two or three other options, we can enter the zone with possession, which makes us a much better offensive team.
I guess it's to be expected. Things aren't always going to go as planned when you're playing the first game of the year.
Yeah, and as we've discussed, when you, you know, when you have three freshman centermen, and when we talk about support inside dots, in between the dots of being able to have that available, it's a learning curve for three freshmen, but, you know, opportunity for us to be better at it tonight.
Mike Hastings with us. The Badgers going for a sweep against Lindenwood. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's Wisconsin in Lindenwood again tonight. Mike Hastings here on the pregame show. Mike, you brought up Grady Deering. He is a man, you know, at 6'2", 210 pounds, but he's a little bit quicker than I thought he was. His play off the wall, the left wing wall, to take it to the net and score. He did a lot of other things too, but he's a gifted young man.
You know what he is? He's humble, and I think that goes, that obviously, if you've met the family, they're very prideful but very humble people, and goes to work every day. He's a guy that brings it consistently, has since he walked foot on campus, and I just thought he played with a lot of confidence last night, and I think that comes from preparation, and hopefully he can back that up again tonight, and we can have some other guys on that train.
Speaking of preparation, you brought up Daniel Hauser. He's played a lot of games. He's prepared for this moment, and he did not look like it was beyond or out of his control. He was so calm and cool, and boy, is he quick on his feet.
Yeah, he's one of the, probably one of the best guys that I've seen from post to post as far as quickness for a young guy and for a smaller goaltender. But again, as you said, I thought his rebound control was good last night. There's just not a lot of erratic play with him. He's very concise with his movement, and I just thought he did a really good job last night. And he's, as you've said, played a lot of hockey, and we need that to continue.
You were telling me, too, you really liked the play of your decor, didn't you?
You know what? We didn't give up a tremendous amount, and I thought we defended pretty well. Again, if there were a couple of rebounds that were left, we were the first one to get a stick on them. And so there weren't a lot of second and third opportunities that they had offensively. And we kept, you know, for the most part, we kept that team to the outside when we were playing even. We gave up some opportunities, but the opportunities were on the power play. So stay out of the box, continue to defend as a group, have our forwards come back and stay inside that house a little bit more, and hopefully we can play a bit more offense tonight than we did last night.
Daniel Hauser back in goal tonight. You are making one change in the lineup, correct?
Yep, Brink's going in and Bruno's coming out. Freshman opportunity. Finn's been really good throughout the summer, and trying to give guys opportunities right now to show themselves, and he's earned it. And not that Bruno did anything dramatically to come out of the lineup, because he's somebody that we're going to rely upon, because he does some things very, very well that we need. It's an opportunity for Brink to get in and earn his stripes a little bit.
That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Lindenwood coming up. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Back here in Maryland Heights, very warm day again today, up near 90 degrees or so. Badgers will head home after the game tonight. And their next game action is Thursday night, October 9th, this coming week, an exhibition against the U.S. under 18 team at the Kohl Center. Faceoff is at 7 o'clock. Tonight's game against Lindenwood, the second of 10 non-conference games on the Badgers' schedule. After the U.S. under-18 team, Wisconsin will host Coach Luke Strand and the Minnesota State Mavericks Thursday, Friday, October 16th and 17th. Mike Hastings, Todd Kanat, Luke Regner going against their old school in Minnesota State. Badgers will host Alaska October 24th and 25th. And then, you know, the Badgers will get into their Big Ten competition at home against Minnesota. You know, it's a good schedule for Wisconsin. That'll be a quite a challenge in a couple of weeks when Mankato comes to town.
Yeah, for sure. And you didn't mention Sawyer Scholl, who is now in Mankato, and even Tommy Inkrot, the Badgers strength coach, came from Minnesota State. But yeah, they're pretty much have been in the top of the CCHA every year, and they're picked up there again this year. Troy Ward also as a former Badger assistant coach. He's over there with helping out Luke Strand. But
Corey McCracken, who was a high school coach in Wisconsin, yeah, for a very successful one as well. So a lot of connections there, yes.
Incredible crossover there. But, yeah, man, Minnesota State's a good team. The Badgers get to play a CCHA team. Those interconference battles are super important. You're going against one of the top teams in another conference, and those are important wins if you're looking later down the line and you're trying to get into an NCAA tournament, that type of thing.
Yeah. Anchorage will come to town January 9th and 10th. Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. That is quite a field. December 28th and 29th at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, that's by far the best field that's been there so far. Defending NCAA champion Western Michigan and Boston College will meet off in one of the semifinals where the Badgers play Lake Superior State, and so the Badgers will be playing either BC or Western Michigan in the second day. And yeah, that's a stacked field. That's almost an NCAA regional type of feel to that one. So that's something to look forward to towards the end of December in Milwaukee for sure.
Yeah, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets are available for all the Badger home games this season.
Yep, UWBadgers.com for sure. Love to come see you out at the Kohl Center. I think it's the best atmosphere at Wisconsin Athletics, especially when the building is full. Even you get to about 10,000, and it's just an amazingly fun experience. And hopefully the Badgers will get going here, and we'll see a full building this year.
Yep. And also, you know, I'm not sure how many UW students are listening right now. Maybe they are. We hope so. But you've got the annual student shootout. Tell the listeners what that's all about.
Yeah, that's such a fun event every year. Wasn't sure the first time we did that if people would show up, but they did, and man, it gets packed. The Badger students come out to the Kohl Center this Tuesday. Gates open at 5:30, and get a chance to shoot down the ice at a net on the far side of the rink to get some free season tickets again to help that atmosphere at the Kohl Center. The students are such an important part of the energy for games, and that's just such a fun day every year. We show up there and try to take pictures and see how it's going. It's just, you like absorb the energy there. It's so much fun.
Speaking of fun, in a couple of years, Badger hockey will pay a visit to Belfast, Northern Ireland. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I'm still calling the games at that point.
Yeah, that's such a cool thing. It's the same fall that it's winter by then, I think, yeah, that the Badger football team will be playing Pitt to open up the year in August. But the Badgers will be in Belfast in Northern Ireland. It's a tournament that's gone on for 10-plus years.
The Friendship Four.
The Friendship Four, correct. Playing for the Bell Trophy and the Bell Pot Trophy, apologies. But yeah, it's mostly been an Eastern tournament. It's been a lot of ECAC schools, some Hockey East. Notre Dame is the first Western team that went a couple years ago, and that field is also pretty good with North Dakota, the Badgers, Quinnipiac, who's been a perennial NCAA team and national champ, recent national champ, and also Northeastern. So something to circle the calendar for Thanksgiving in a couple of years in 2027.
Yeah, looking forward to it. The Friendship Four in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Here we're in Missouri, where the Badgers hope for a sweep against Lindenwood. We'll update what else is going on in the Big Ten and set the line charts in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
Power your day with passion.
passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Division I college hockey season got started last night and several Big Ten teams in action besides Wisconsin knocking off Lindenwood 3-0. Penn State won at Arizona State 6-3, a four-goal third period for the Nittany Lions. Matt DeMarsico had three goals, including an empty netter in the third period. Charlie Serrato had two goals and 5 points. And Gavin McKenna, the top recruit in the country, projected number one overall pick in the NHL draft next year, had two assists, four shots on goal in his collegiate debut. Penn State and Arizona State play again tonight. Last night, Michigan blew out Mercyhurst 11-0, a natural hat trick for Will Horkoff. Will Horkoff has scored again, and Michigan's up 1-0 on Mercyhurst early second period in Ann Arbor. And Minnesota scored four goals in the third period to beat Michigan Tech 6-3. Brody Ziemer had a couple of goals for the Gophers, who host the Huskies again this evening. One other note, Miami of Ohio snapped a 26-game winless streak with a 6-4 win over Ferris State. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team, 4-0, back-to-back 5-0 wins over Maine. This afternoon, Lainey Potter scored twice, and Ava McNaughton made 13 saves for Mark Johnson's club. The Badgers play their conference home opening series next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. against Minnesota Duluth. Here it's Wisconsin and Lindenwood in the series finale. We take a look at the Quick Trip lineups here tonight. And first off for the Badgers, in goal is freshman Daniel Hauser, 5'11", from Chestermere, Alberta. Pitched a 22-save shutout yesterday in his Wisconsin debut.